Greetings and salutations. It is Friday, May 15th, and it is approaching 8 o'clock in the morning. I did not go to work today. Why? Because today is the big day that I go under the knife. I've never had an afternoon surgery before, and I realize I don't like them. Why? Well, because I've been so exhausted physically from being on an emotional, not roller coaster, but an attempt to get my emotions regulated back to normal, back to baseline. It's exhausting. And the last couple of nights, I think I went to bed at 9 o'clock last night. I just couldn't watch TV anymore. I just couldn't. And I had forgotten to take my Adderall. So even more so, I was just like a walking zombie, and I fell asleep. Strangely, I did not wake up but once in the middle of the night, and I had my alarm set for 6, but I didn't hear it, it went off, that's right, it did, and then I fell back asleep, and then I woke up at 7:30, and the deadline to eat or drink anything is 7:45, well, you figure I went to bed, I fell asleep at 9:30, and I haven't eaten or drank since then. So I quick ran downstairs, and I could only have, they said from after midnight to 7:45, I could only have clear fluids, tea, coffee, no cream, Sprite, 7-Up, apple juice. Well, my beloved had bought some Sprite and 7-Up, which I can't stand either. But I guzzled a can of Sprite pretty much like in 10 minutes. And I'm starving. I had a leftover piece of fried chicken from last night that I would love, love, love to eat. My last meal was, we had stopped, we were halfway between Corn Country and the city, and there's like this converted car hop type restaurant, and it's kind of not like a dive, kind of like a Greasy Spoon, but the food quality is a level up, and you get a lot of food, for your money. We ordered 2 4-piece fried chicken dinners, and I never eat 4 pieces. I usually just eat 1 piece. And you get a huge container of mashed potatoes and gravy. It's not separated like KFC or Culver's, you know, where you've got the gravy and the mashed potatoes. You get brown gravy, you know, with some potatoes. And they're not fake potatoes. These are real potatoes because you can actually still, you know, it's lumps. This is actual like home cooking stuff. And then it's homemade coleslaw. And you get a big piece of Texas fried toast. Toasted toast. Not deep fried, but, and I swear it is fried. All for $7.99. And like I said, you get something like that at Culver's, I think. And it's almost $9. And that was my last meal. Now, I'm trying to keep my mind occupied so that I don't focus on, oh my God, I'm starving. And the fact that I slept so long that my lower back is just killing me. I have to be there at 12:45 in the afternoon. And it's just going to drag on. So I'm kind of hoping that I could survive this and not screw it up and eat something or drink something. And I probably shouldn't talk so much either. Because I tend to get dry mouth anymore. I don't know why. Oh, and what I thought was hilarious is when they said they would have to do a pregnancy test. That I thought was funny. Sorry, it's just routine. Okay, whatever. Add it to my bill. So yeah, and I'm done with work. Yesterday was my last day. I only said goodbye to one person. I didn't say goodbye to anybody. I really am not. I haven't told my family. I haven't told my friends. The only people that know are my shidrins and my mother, and that's it. I think I put it on Facebook, just in a status, but I didn't go into any detail or just, I might take a picture where, the doctor puts a big marker on your, where he's going to operate. I'll put a big X on there, and I'll probably just take a picture. X marks the spot. And what else? Oh, my tongue ring is going to come out, and I'm pretty sure that I'm not going to put it back in my mouth. I think that's pretty much done. What else? I'm trying to think. I think that's it. I think I'll go and try clean up my office. yeah. I'm not anxious, but I'm anxious. There's not a real sense of anxiety, but I know what this entails. I've already had this procedure done 11 years ago. No. 10 years ago? No, 11 years ago, yeah. No, 10. Anyway. And I had a dog. And I had children. And I survived. I healed up. But, you know, as you get older, your body doesn't heal as fast. And my beloved will be off this weekend, so he'll be off Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So he'll be around to drive me insane. Yay! All right. Maybe I'll do another one from the surgical center. Oh, I gotta catch up on the news since I missed it all last night. All right, hope everybody has a great day or evening or whatever. Lighterness people.